All right, good morning, everybody. So I'm just going to read, I sent Kevin's assignment out, and I'm going to read my comments to him and one quote from his assignment. Because it just, to me, encapsulates everything about paying yourself. And everything about paying yourself, it always comes to, if you can't pay yourself or you're stealing from your company, you're just out of order. That's really the bottom line, and you need to get in order. So Kevin says this about paying himself. He says, I would create a plan, work the plan, and then if the plan fell short, cash flow suffered. So then I'd pay myself less or skip a month or two. After all, I have employees to take care of. If we exceeded the plan, I would sometimes repay myself. Sometimes I'd let it ride and have the company owe me more, thinking I'd get it back in the future, and then invest in some equipment. Well, I've done all that. I did it all. I loaned money to the company, had the company pay me back, and then the company couldn't pay me back. So then I'd loan more money to the company so that I could pay everybody and take a paycheck and then try to get some money back. And so it was just insanity. I just have to say that. It was insanity because what it really comes down to is just, one, is just correctly pricing and negotiating. I mean, as simple as that sounds. Here's what I wrote. If you're a company owner, I know you can relate to that statement that I just read from Kevin. We have all been there and done that. What is the key? For me, here's what it came down to. One, bid correctly. Two, hold the correct price. And three, negotiate proper payment terms. In construction, I know there's a few construction guys on this phone, but maybe you're not in construction, but there's this nasty line item in construction. It's called retention. It's always somewhere between 5 to 10% of the contract. I try always to completely negotiate it away by offering discounts and different things, but sometimes I can't, especially with some of the really large GCs we work with. They just have their processes. You can get payment, but they have their processes when it comes to things like retention. So what did I have to learn to do? I had to learn to bid and price projects in such a way as though I was never going to get that retention money. Because if you bid and you think you're going to get $100,000 for a job, but somebody's going to keep $10,000 of it till when they decide they want to pay it to you, then you have to assume you're never going to get it. And if you bid like you assume you're never going to get it, then I give them the correct price, assuming I'm never going to get paid that 10%. Seriously. I bid as though that money is never coming in. And so when it comes, because we do negotiate it, but I can negotiate because it's extra money on the job. I can negotiate discounts to get it early. I can negotiate ways to get it early, and it becomes quote unquote bonus money to the company rather than the money we need to run the company. If I need retention to run my company, I'm not bidding correctly. It took me a long time to hammer that through my poor little brain. And so now it's a negotiating tool rather than I have to have this money so I can pay myself sort of thought. And so if they want to have that retention, then I have to have the money that it takes to run my company without it. So to me, that's a deal that the customer has to come to terms with. And it took me a while to learn that. So I just wanted to say that. And maybe your business doesn't have retention, but it has some really screwy little thing that you have to make sure you're pricing in to your business so that you always have the correct amount of money to run your company and pay yourself. So whatever it is, you've got to look at all those line items and get things in order so that everything flows and you can negotiate everything properly as you move forward. The verse I used, which to me is kind of cool because it's from Leviticus, the Old Testament. It says, use honest scales. So if they're not going to, I have projects that are actually high volume where the customers and large sums and they and they always come with zero retention. So with those, they get the price for no retention, which means they're going to pay me fast and they're not going to hold extra money. So they get a better price. So, but and when they're going to hold money, they do, they get a higher price. So it says use honest scales, honest weights, an honest ephah, and an honest hen. He says, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt. So he's just saying, do things correctly. And that means be honest with yourself. Price correctly so you can pay yourself correctly. Anyway, I just wanted to say that because we all have excuses and reasons why we have to price at a certain price point and a certain thing. And man, it took me a long time to learn that lesson of just, no, price what you need correctly to keep your business safe. And it took me a long time. It was a hard lesson, especially when you watch the money disappear. Anyway, so let's pray as we get into leaving people with their dignity, because it's that's a great one. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this, these chapters, these lessons, these opportunities that we have to learn, to grow, to learn how to have a company, Lord, because paying yourself is all about having a company. To learn how to leave people with their dignity, because that's what it means to be a leader. A leader always, always, always leaves his troops with their dignity in every situation and in everything that goes on. And that's what it means. And the only way we can be those kind of people and those kind of leaders is through the power of your Holy Spirit, through the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we commit this morning to you. We thank you for this opportunity to be together. And we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Leaving people with their dignity. Challenging, isn't it? I think Patrick said it at the end there. The first thing to do is just remember your own sin. It's a lot easier to leave people with their dignity. I don't get mad very often, but recently one of my foremen did something that just got me really angry. And I just had to, I knew if I drove out to the job, I was going to fire him. And I knew that was not the thing to do. So I just had to say, okay, I'm not going. I'm not going to go. I'm just going to, I had to go walk, calm myself down, get myself in my right mind, and all kinds of things. So then the next morning, I could go talk to him and get things corrected, but also not fire a good employee because of one mistake. So anyway, it's so important that we just pay attention and not lose a good employee over maybe our own foibles, so to speak, or quick response. Anyway, and just remembering our own issues and sins makes a huge difference. Because I think we can always, usually when we look, or maybe the things that make us the angriest are the things that we know we've done before. Anyway, let's pray as we get back to work today and we go out to leave everybody with their dignity in every conversation and in every encounter. No matter how challenging, because we always face challenging encounters every day. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this chapter of leaving people with their dignity. And Lord, may we really take it to heart, because it is so easy to strip somebody down. And that is a lose-lose for all involved, because when we strip somebody down with our words, we strip ourselves down. So I just pray, Lord, that we would always be slow to speak at those times and really quick to get ourselves before you, to calm ourselves down, to pray, to confess whatever needs to be confessed, and then have an encounter where we can listen, identify, and redirect so that we have a win-win in every situation. We thank you for the opportunity this morning. We thank you for the time to be together, and we thank you for our companies, the miracle of our companies, and the blessing we have to take care of it. We thank you for this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.